Thank you for listening to this podcast from KX93.5, Laguna's only FM. We invite you to listen to more music and talk on our grassroots non-profit radio station in Laguna Beach, California, from anywhere in the world on kx935.com/listen or on our smartphone apps. But right now, here's that podcast from KX93.5.
KX93.5 is very excited to welcome to the show this morning a gentleman who needs no last name. He's only Matt because he's Matt from Matt and Kim. Matt Johnson on the phone with us. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I wish it worked that way. I don't know, you know, on a Madonna style, if you're like, oh, yeah, no, and then this is Matt. Like, you mean like my buddy Matt or...
Yeah, it's a little bit too common to be Madonna or Cher status, I think.
Yeah.
Well, it's nice to have you, man. Of course, Kim is not on the phone with us, but she's the other half of your life and your band. You guys have been doing this for a long time now, and you played Coachella last weekend and this weekend, and people are lucky enough to see you at the Glass House tonight. So how was Coachella, by the way? How was the first weekend, if I can ask that vague question?
It was so good. And here's the thing is that there is a lot of pressure on Coachella. The festival. We do a lot, you know, we do our share of festivals, and there's just this different sort of pressure about it. So we really didn't want to mess it up.
Yeah.
And we're great at messing stuff up. We do it all the time. That's part of our show is messing it up. So we could mess things up to a degree, but not too far. And you know what? We didn't totally blow it.
Not totally.
No, it was great. And we got so much positive feedback, and I couldn't even the stream, the hundreds and hundreds of comments on Twitter of people who are just like, man, the energy, you know, it was coming right through there, which sometimes is really tough.
Yeah.
When you're sitting on your couch at home.
Well, I heard you went into some pretty explicit detail of your sex life on stage. So if anything, that kept people watching.
we're oversharers. Yeah. I think there's a reason we named ourselves like our first names as a band is we're good. We're on a first name basis with everyone.
Right. I was going to ask you how you came up with the name Matt and Kim, but I guess you just answered it for me. Thank you.
Yeah. The actual story is we couldn't think of a band name because it's really hard. I give a lot of anyone who's ever named a child, I give you a lot of credit because that it's just hard to think of those things. We were just listed as our names from on our first band show. And then I thought it was actually not just okay, it was very suiting to who we are and what we do as a band, to just be on a first name basis.
Well, how was hanging out like backstage in the artist area of Coachella? Because bands who are there, especially bands who are there for the first time, which I know you weren't, but it's been a while, say that it's crazy the celebrities that walk by.
I don't know if you're a woman and over 6 feet tall and blonde, if they just let you back there.
Yeah, I think so.
That's basically a sea of what was going on. Yeah, it's interesting. I think that I remember my first year there and I saw Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
And that was one of those ones that I was like, oh my gosh, it's Danny DeVito. And he's even shorter than I thought he
was. Yeah, he is, isn't he? You almost like stepped on him. And then you're like, oh, there he is.
Yeah. That's me trying to find Kim in a large crowd. People, a common reaction when people meet Kim is, you're much smaller than I thought you
really?
Would be.
Really? Yeah.
I think when people are used to seeing her standing on a riser that's on top of a stage and then standing on top of her drum set on top of that, maybe they think she's a lot bigger than she is.
She also looks strong in your guys' video. She looks like she works out a lot. So
she doesn't work out. I mean, she runs, but I think just the way she plays the drums.
Yeah.
I don't know if she knows she has wrists. It's just full arm movement, like one of those monkey drumming dolls. And I think that's really, she's got hell of biceps. But me trying to find her in a crowd, I just always look directly over her head. She has to like put her hand up for me to find her.
Well, your guys' relationship, I think, is what makes the band so fun and what makes your shows so high energy and so lovable and so connectable. I mean, you're literally smiling, I feel like, for the entire 2 hours that you play. So, but it's not fake. I mean, generally, it seems like you really love performing.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we were watching the, we need to approve some footage from the Coachella live stream that would be archived on YouTube. So we were watching the live stream and it was fun to relive it. But Kim's comment was, do I ever shut my mouth? Because her teeth are out the entire time. So hopefully she doesn't get self-conscious thinking about it. But
well, your fans love it. I mean, they love you and they love connecting with you and getting to talk with you and be personal with you at the shows, I think.
We came from this world of intimate touring when we started out and playing in warehouses and like art spaces on the floor with everyone around us. And I think it's how to keep that connection going as things grow and, or, you know, you're on the main stage at Coachella. And I think part of that is showing your personality and who you are and not just kind of like reciting songs.
Right.
I guess.
Matt and Kim playing this weekend at Coachella again, but most notably they're tonight at the Glass House in Pomona. I should say, by the way, we're presenting that show. It's the KX93.5 Presents Matt and Kim show. So thank you for letting us attach our names to your sold out show, and I'll be there tomorrow introducing you on stage. So pretty cool.
No, thank you for having our back. Of course.
Is there anything really embarrassing you want me to say to introduce you?
Say, here's two things, or maybe these are useless. Little known information about us. We shared a twin bed for 3 years. There's one bit.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah. We shared a cell phone for 4 years. And I've never seen a Star Wars movie.
Wow. I don't know if I want to say that. You might alienate everybody.
Dude, I get it. That might cause booze. You're right.
Yeah, I don't think I want to say that.
I'm not proud of that. I blame my father. You shouldn't have showed his son Star Wars as a kid.
There's
right?
still time, Matt. You can still get it yourself, you know.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, like I said, man, we're big, big fans of yours. We've been supporting you for a long time, and it's a rare opportunity to see Matt and Kim in between the Coachella gigs tonight at the Glass House in Pomona. I believe it's sold out. I don't know if there's going to be some extra tickets at the door or online or whatever, but it's a very popular show. And then, of course, if you're going to Coachella this weekend, they're on the main stage on Sunday. What's your set time? Do you remember?
It's a 4:50.
4:50. Awesome. Well, thank you for the time. And again, we're excited for the gigs. We hope everybody else is too.
Okay, cool.